Happy New Year. What do you even say to that?
I'm saying it. Hello and welcome to episode 320 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on, Adam?
Well, it's a lot warmer here now.
That's what I hear.
So went from basically a complete snowstorm to, I don't know, last weekend it was... This past weekend, sorry, 1 week removed, it was in some places, you know, 15, 16 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 10 degrees at my house on Sunday and Monday and Saturday. Just crazy warmed up, and I'm liking this a lot better.
As are we. We're experiencing the same here. We didn't have the snowpocalypse that you had.
Right.
But we are getting in the mornings and evenings, but mornings. I take the kids to school in the morning. It's minus four, minus five.
Right.
The afternoon, we're out in t-shirts having coffee on the patio.
Wow, your kids like coffee?
Yeah. It's still minus five. We're just tough guys. No, I meant my wife. It's a good point. That's a misplaced pronoun. Good call. And, you know, the kicker is, I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to the show, because I chide her every day for using pronouns, but she never actually uses the noun, just slips it in. Hey, did you buy that thing from the place?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you, in the mob? Like, what, are you a good fella?
Very confusing.
Yeah, so I never know. So this one's on me. Don't tell her.
Oh, Rubik's Cube update.
Oh, can I guess what,
sure,
what you hit? You broke a barrier.
Yep.
Last week you were at, what,
332 or 333.
332. Yeah. Did you do 315?
I did 258.
Get out of here. You broke the three.
But then the next time I did it was 4 minutes. So it's not there's no consistency here. But did the 258, and then I put it down for like a day because I had to, it's like a microphone drop. I had to walk away.
258 solid.
258 walked away.
That's, you're gonna find it hard to
that's gonna be tough to beat. Just it was one of those times. I was in the zone. You know, things were just going my way. I didn't make a single mistake. Like, usually I make one or two mistakes and have to backtrack a little bit. So, no mistakes. And, just, you know, sometimes you have to do one part of the cube, like, two or three times before you solve it.
Right.
And so, the last step was just kind of one and done. So,
for the worst case being when one of the middle pieces is in the right spot, but the wrong orientation.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite.
Yeah, so just giving everybody an update there. 258. I might have to retire my Rubik's Cube.
No, don't do it. Today I looked online. I'm gonna buy one.
Yeah,
I need a new one because I now all this Rubik talk has got me back into it. And mine really is. It's going to just, if I turn it too much, it's just going to shatter into dust. It's that old.
Okay.
So I looked online. They're not cheap here in Germany. What do they cost? What is a Rubik's, like, actually? You bought an actual Rubik's Cube, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember, but it was under $15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so
I want to say it was like 11 or 12 bucks, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I looked on Amazon, there's 16 euros here, which is around $24.
Okay.
So about twice the price when you do the conversion math.
Right.
So it's like, wow, I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting 12 euros. So I'm going to look in the stores. If they're cheaper in the stores, I'll get one. Otherwise, I'll just bite the bullet because, like, you know, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Yeah, 258.
Yeah. No, I've broken that before, but you're going to get better. You're going to ramp it up.
Okay.
I know you are. You'll get there.
All right. Yeah. I'll just keep working.
Yeah. No, and it's rare that I actually break 258, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I can. It's happened. I forget whatever I said my best was before. It's low. But it is rare. It's not like, oh, yeah, now, can't go above 3 minutes now.
Gotcha. Yeah,
it happens. There you go. Cube update.
Cube update. I'll let everyone know next week if I can break 258.
Well, we're all on the edge of our seats.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Amazon.
Amazon. Click through our site. If you are going to buy a Rubik's Cube, buy it on Amazon. Click through our site. Helps us out.
Sure.
I got news from Amazon today. My book that I bought is finally shipping.
Well, that's good news.
I bought a book like a month ago or something like that. And I guess it's a hard to come by book. The guy whose photos it is, a guy named Fred Herzog.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned his name about a month ago. Yeah. He's got a couple books, and one of them is like an amazing book that I would love, but I think you can only get it on eBay at this point. I don't know if they're printing it anymore. And I think on eBay it's like $400 or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm not going to get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But this other book that they put out, I was surprised it was only 38 euros. So I don't know what it goes for in Canada, but pretty reasonable. But I guess the hard part was they couldn't find one.
Right.
And to ship me. So I guess they finally found one. But they kept me up to date the whole time. Emails once a week. Hey, we're still looking.
When you went on Amazon, it said, you know, pay this price and we will ship it when one is available. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, it was in German, so I didn't really bother reading it all.
Because I've seen that come up, and it'll say kind of more coming soon. Of course, they'll still take your money.
I don't know if they charge that or not. I don't know if they can charge your card without it shipping. I have no clue. I don't really pay attention much to that. I'm gonna be honest with you. There's a threshold for me giving a care.
Okay.
And that is, like, for example, a while ago we had some plumbing leak in the house or something like that. And so I had to buy some PVC pipe.
Yeah.
And I bought the wrong unit. And it was six euros for whatever I bought. And could have taken it back. It's still sitting at my house like 11 months later.
Yeah.
Just because at this point, like, I don't even know what the return policy is. It's probably 4 weeks, or I don't even know. But for six euros, I just don't care.
Right.
You know, I've been back to that store many times, and I just forget to bring it.
Yeah.
So the same thing with, you know, certain things. Whether, you know, as long as I get my book, I don't want to pay 38 euros and not get a book. But what I'm saying is, if they charge me in January and don't ship it till March, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
Okay. Whew, I was worried. I was worried you were going to not be on board. That's it. That's all I have for this week.
Okay.
Moving on. Have you bought anything on Amazon recently?
No. No, I haven't. No. Not in the last week. I can't think of anything.
You haven't expanded your cast iron frying pan collection.
No, I haven't. We did make a cast iron brownie this weekend, and by we, I mean my wife and I ate it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a favorite move. The dessert in the cast iron pan is fantastic. So yeah, I did that, but no, I haven't added to the collection. I'm pretty good with this one. It's just kind of the right size for pretty much anything. And I never look at it and go, oh, I wish you were smaller or larger. I'm just good with right in the middle. Partly, I think it's what you're used to. All our frying pans are kind of in that mid-size range. We do have one large one if you're doing like it's more of a wok, though. It's still a frying pan, but it's kind of more wok-ish in shape. So, you know, that one comes out, I'd say, 2% of the time. So I'm so used to just working in that mid-range size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a good story.
I'm not even cutting that out.
I also didn't shoot anything interesting this week.
I was hoping you did. I didn't. Oh, why didn't you?
Well, I did, but it's probably going to go under the category of monthly challenge. We kind of, Sarah and I.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah, we had sort of a father-daughter walk around Steveston at Magic Hour on Sunday. It was a beautiful day, and we went in and had frozen yogurt. I'd spent the better part of Saturday with Jack, just him and I, because we went to Victoria while the girls were busy. We went to Victoria just for the day for cousin's birthday. So we kind of went down and came back and spent the whole day together. So I thought on Sunday, I'm just going to do, you know, a daddy daughter something. So Sarah and I went into Steveston, had some frozen yogurt, walked around in Steveston. It was a beautiful day, and it was the right time of day. Sun was getting low, so we kind of just, she was into it. We went to a few different spots and just snapped a couple of photos, and so that was what was interesting. And again, nothing like going and taking photos at the right time of day. You know,
We're going to bring that up later in the episode.
Yeah, the right
time of
day.
That's what today is about.
Okay, it's called The Right Time of Day?
No.
Okay, good title, though. I think maybe working title, The Right Time of Day.
I like mine better.
Yeah. But anyways, that was all.
Pancakes. That's what mine's called.
And the great thing about doing that sort of thing, number one, it's easier if it's just one-on-one. That's what I find with my kids anyways. If you get, you know, the two of them and then my wife and four people, and it's almost like too many cooks in the kitchen. Like my son saying, it's my turn, or they're both arguing over, you know, who doesn't want to take their photo first, or just there's a different dynamic. When you're just out on a nice day with one kid, the cooperation level goes up 8,000%.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah.
I ran into that very, very, that exact same thing. Like, so for me, for shooting something interesting was lots of magic hour. Like, because I'm trying to recreate that sort of, that light that when I shot the picture of my son, which kind of inspired this challenge. And we've had some nice weather this week. And, you know, there has been lots of good magic hour. And so I'm trying to get that challenge pick for the end of the month. But I was foiled a couple times.
Okay.
So as I said, we've had nice weather in the day, and then it cools off. And so right around sunset is when that temperature just starts to plummet.
Right.
And so we're getting this great, beautiful light, and I know what time the sun sets. I'm ready for it. I get the, you know, I said to my daughter, the first day it was my daughter, I said, you know, I need a photo. No. Okay, how about this? You don't want to sleep in the yard tonight. If you want to sleep in my house, you'll help Daddy out for 5 minutes. And she still said no.
Right.
No, but I managed to convince her that she should help me. And so we wandered out, just a short little five-minute walk from the house. I want to go out to the field, and I want to get as much sky as I can, as much field, and like just incorporate as much of the beautiful light as I can. So we hike up there, get up ready to go, and just as it's time for that, for the sun kind of dipping below the horizon, the clouds roll in and just kill it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Like there was no good light, and so, okay, fine. Next night, the exact same thing, but this time with my son. I said, okay, well, you know, my daughter's, you know, she helped yesterday. I'll take my son out. Again, not super into it, and they end up both coming. They said, okay, great. You know, hey, we'll both come. Again, clouds spoiled it. Third time, tried again last night with just my son. He was having no part of it. Finally, like just as the light is fading, I finally get him to cooperate. And my daughter is walking home from her friend's house with her friend. Sees Sam and just yells out, Sam, Sam! And that's it, done. No cooperation. So now he's, oh, I'm playing over here now.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. So did I shoot anything interesting? Tried.
Right.
Tried. A lot of the magic hour failed.
Okay.
So far. Well, maybe. Spoiler alert. Did I fail? We'll find out end of the month. So what Adam is talking about is the monthly challenge for this month, for the month of February, is magic hour, which kind of is counterintuitive. Because for us in the Northern Hemisphere, you would associate magic hour with summer, June, right. July, August, something like that, as we do. But let's not underestimate how fantastic the light can be and how much earlier, a good 4 hours earlier, it rolls in February.
Right.
So.
And magic hour, again, because I can't remember, you know, the definition exactly, but it's the last hour before the sun actually goes down, right?
Well, it's not really an hour, is the rub.
Okay, but theoretically, that's where the name came from. Like the last sort of chunk of time where the light gets kind of nice and golden, but just basically before it goes down. So whatever you want to say that time frame is.
Yeah, golden hour, magic hour.
Same idea, though.
I basically call it 20 minutes before sunset.
Okay.
Into sunset, that's about what you're looking to shoot.
So, gotcha.
Or sunrise, but let's be honest, I'm not doing that. Good luck.
All right.
So, photo challenge then. Let's get right into it. Last week we talked about why you should buy a fog machine.
Yeah.
Let's figure out let's see how that worked out this week.
Okay.
Okay, you go first. Let's have a look at yours is your son is your challenge photo?
Yeah. My son backwards couch trying to simulate a photo that I took, I don't know, years ago of myself kind of in hockey attire. Basically, mm-hmm. like I'm behind the bench. So I did it with him and the smoke machine. Now, this photo, which I like, was done in the most unorthodox situation. So last week we talked about, shooting fog machine with a white background.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fog machine with a white background.
Right.
Not the ideal situation for shooting a fog machine photo, but... like I discussed last week, I had borrowed the projector again, and we had it set up in our living room,
mm-hmm.
and it was rainy outside, and so I wasn't about to, go outside with a bunch of lighting and try to do this photo in amongst the rain. So I thought, all right, well, the white background's already set up. It is in my living room, my best place with the most space to kind of try this sort of photo, and I had this specific in mind, so I thought, all right, I'm going to try backwards couch. I've got a blank backdrop. I'm going to have to, get a little creative as far as the lighting and the distance from the background in order to, still be able to, get the smoke without losing everything because of the white background. Mm-hmm. So I did this in tight quarters with a white background, which to me makes it far better than just the image without the knowledge of how it was done. Because this is a tough sledding, this situation.
Yes. So I agree.
So here's the image, and it's basically three lights. It's backwards couch, and then two lights in, is sort of backlighting. One with a blue gel on it. That's camera right, which you can clearly see makes for all the blue misty light. The other one is just basically bare flash, but that's the big studio strobe on the other side. And they're both kind of like just thrown more or less sideways and behind them to light the smoke. And the smoke machine or fog machine is basically in behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting backwards on the couch. And then I got one flash with the softbox gridded sort of above camera right. And because I want to keep all the light off the background, I have to more or less fire this sort of down and in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So again, use the grid so that, I can minimize any light that hits the background. So there's basically everything is kind of facing away from that white background. And there you go. I just got him to give a sort of serious face because I wanted this to be kind of like the scariest version that I could create of my son. Anyway, so this is mm-hmm. about as scary as you can make my son. And then I did a couple where I used a bit of bounce from a reflector back up to fill in the other side of his face. Didn't like it nearly as much.
You want the high contrast.
Yeah, it was too gentle. So mm-hmm. anyways, I like this.
So I missed the
version.
Part. Did you gel one of those lights?
Yeah, I gelled the one that's blue.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And then I liked the cool kind of gradient effect. I almost did the whole thing blue, but I just liked the gradient. I was going to, when I looked at it on the back of the screen on the LCD, I just decided, nope, that's the way I liked it. And yeah, went with that. I have ones where it's more universally blue. But yeah, this was my favorite.
Nice. No, I like it. I remember the photo that you took of you.
Yeah.
Is that your helmet?
That is my helmet.
Okay.
Only one in the house we have with no cage. Yeah. So, and I right. didn't want to take the cage off of his helmet. So he got the blue helmet.
No cage, no ear flaps. Like the CSA is going to come knocking on your door. You're kicked out. You can't keep that thing.
Yeah. This is old school.
It is old school. I have one of those. Not in blue. I think mine's black, but, I do have that same one, and first thing I did when I got the kids' CCM helmets to bring over for public skating, I took the ear flaps out. Just, come on, you don't need that.
I know, it's weird.
When do you ever get hit in the ear? It doesn't happen. If you do, that's on you.
Yeah.
All right? In fact, the only helmet, I do have a helmet here. I have the old Gretzky Jofa, so that's what I shall wear if I need a helmet.
I did unplug the smoke detector.
Okay.
So that was helpful. Actually, doing this photo in my living room with, both kids, because I had each kid take a turn, complete gong show. Not like my wife was like cursing me to no end because there's so many things going on here between, you know, the timing of the fog, and I got one kid because I don't have a remote for the fog machine or anything, so I got one kid triggering the fog kind of in behind, and then, you know, I'm trying to take the photos, and I've got my wife because it's pitch black in here, so to get focus I got my wife using her phone just to get a little light on them so that the camera can grab focus. This is a four person sort of ordeal. And again, you know as well as I do, every time you fill up for one photo with the fog machine, now you spend 5 minutes trying to ventilate the room so that you can do the next one.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, I like the photo, but wow, was this a lot of work doing this inside the house. That's kind of what I like about the outside, is that, you know, 30 seconds later, you got a breeze. Now, getting the fog to stay where you want it, a different story, but you could just keep trying outside versus, you know, going through this whole ventilation routine. And that's with a giant sliding glass, you know, window right beside, and a fan trying to blow the smoke out or the fog out. Yeah.
Yeah, I do understand that.
My wife hated me, and she hated you for attempting this. So
you bought it.
Yeah, I know.
We sold everybody last week on the idea, and then now you're decellifying them.
Yeah, sorry, fog machine. This was tough. Yeah.
All right. No, I like the photo. Let's have a look at your daughter's one. You pulled up your daughter's well.
My daughter's was kind of like the goofy miss, but trying to get her to enact the, you know, super intimidating face just wasn't happening.
Yeah, I don't like your daughter's one.
Yeah, so I just thought it was goofy, and I thought
the photo's fine, like all the lighting, the effect, everything, that's great. It just does not look like your daughter.
Oh yeah, she kind of looks, her eyes are kind of half mashed. She looks like she's laughing, but she looks like she's going to fall asleep at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I just thought I would include it just because.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, and she would have been mad if I only included the one of Jack.
Yeah, so. She's a huge, huge listener of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Can't wait to download it.
She always asks me, though. She's like, did you use my photo? So, and again.
Just tell her yes.
Yeah, I know. I basically
appeal to her vanity.
I know, I did.
Of course I did. And said, no, I didn't use it this week. You're getting a little fat.
No.
You should lay off did you throw up enough this week?
Oh, no. I can't support that.
No, that's what I tell her.
Okay.
It's good to start early. That way you get them on the right. Come on, Adam.
Come on.
Terrible, terrible talk.
All right.
All right. No, I do. I like your sons. It all fits. He must like this photo too. He must think it's pretty cool.
He likes it. He thinks he looks pretty tough. So
he does look pretty tough.
And the difference too with Sarah's is you can see this one was done with the reflector, so it's obviously you lose a lot of the contrast. Yeah. So the reflector's filling in the other side of her face. So that's part of why I wanted to include it too, just to show how different. Everything else was the same, just one's plus the reflector.
And there's no way he was going to wear the Oilers jersey.
Well, they're both his jerseys, so he likes both jerseys, except for the Pittsburgh Penguins is the newer one, so right now he's on the Penguins train. Plus, the biggest difference between the two jerseys is the Penguins one has the C. This jersey is before Connor McDavid got the C in Edmonton, so if it had the C, he'd probably be wearing this one.
Yeah, it also matches the helmet, though.
That's true. The Oilers one matches better.
Yeah. That's the rub. All right.
Okay.
Let's have a look at mine. This is the two guys together.
Yep.
And this is my fog machine. Go.
I like it. I like the blue fog. My only critique, because I looked at
the only critique, there better be at least 11.
No, it's fine. It's just the lighting.
It's not fine.
I think it is. I mean, it's the biggest complaint that I have, because again, as far as the background and the fog, the look of the fog is awesome. It's the lighting on your subjects is so uneven.
Yes.
And so that's the only part. Like, I like the light on the fellow camera right.
Yes.
And so if you could have somehow matched that with the same lighting on the fellow camera left, then I think it's a really good photo. It's just, I guess, just the way the shadows fell based on the position of the light. It's two separate photos that just got mixed together to me is what it looks like. I'd be probably okay with the guy on the left if it was just him with that background.
Watch, I did take some, but I have a list of excuses. Buckle your seatbelt. Here
okay,
we go.
But I don't see other than that, that sort of key lighting. But is it just because of the chelate, or what else don't you like?
All of it together. So I find this to be terrible. And I thought about it. And I thought, okay, I can go reshoot this. Maybe then shoot. Like here the background of this image is we're actually recording the episode a couple days early because of a scheduling thing, and so I didn't have my normal time, whatever. And so we have baseball practice Tuesday nights. We go to at our park. We have an indoor batting cage area. Yeah. It's pretty rudimentary, and it's kind of a warehouse, like an old German warehouse scenario, like cement warehouse, and there's no heating. So as I mentioned, the temperature drops in the evening. So this is in the evening, and so it's probably indoors. It's probably -2, and so it's really cold. So this is after practice, and despite being a quote-unquote warehouse, it's not that big. And it's really cluttered. And so I was really kind of working around a whole lot of equipment and stuff. We have carpets and stuff hanging on the wall so you can hit baseballs into it and not have it ricochet and whatnot. So there's all kinds of ugliness going on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you go back, I don't even remember what episode it was. It was probably in October of last year sometime, maybe September. I took a photo of one of my teammates, Clarence, on a riding mower tractor.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
This was taken in the exact same place. The tractor wasn't there, but exact same place. That those carpets on the wall, just an ugly scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that going in, but I thought, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have, don't worry, the smoke will cover that. That's for the most part, which it does in this one shot. I'll light the smoke up, and then I'm going to light each guy. I wanted to have two people in the shot just to add to the challenge. Because, right. It's not, I wouldn't say it's easy. Definitely much easier to only have one person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not to take anything away from you, having both of your kids in the same shot, you might as well just go smash your head into a mirror.
I didn't even attempt one that way.
No, forget it. I wouldn't do it with my kids either. Like, it's just ridiculous. So I had this in my head. I'm going to backlight the smoke like I did here. I'm going to put one hard light on each of them. One camera right, one camera left. I'm going to throw a snoot on it so we focus all the light on their face and very little lights up anything else. That was my plan.
Right.
As you can see, the guy on camera right, I achieved that.
Yeah. That's the thing. This is good, yeah.
However, it didn't work out on the guy on camera left, and it just doesn't look right. And I think he's getting some spill. He must be getting some spill on the left side of his face, a little bit on the ear, must be coming from the other guy's light.
Okay.
Is all I can figure. I just kind of ran out of time. Everybody was getting hypothermia. And so this is kind of where it landed. The other thing I didn't like, no matter what, all excuses aside, I guess part of it is the exposure on him is too low, which inadvertently makes the fog the subject of the photo.
Right.
And it is not a contributing element. It's this looks like I'm trying too hard to use smoke. Your smoke blends in. Like yours is clearly not, it adds to the image. It doesn't become the image.
Right.
This one's all about the cool blue smoke.
Yeah.
Even blue. I didn't even gel that light. I gelled the two key lights. With full orange. Well, one full straw, one full orange, but that's pretty much irrelevant. And balanced for that. So I balanced it around 2800, and that therefore made the bear flash in behind look blue.
Gotcha.
And that's where we landed. And so in the end, guys wanted to go home. We all wanted to warm up a little bit. I just said, you know what? This is what it is. I'm going to learn from this. No, I'm going to learn. I can do better. This is really... The guys liked them. They liked them, but until I explained to them why they were wrong, I said, please don't like this.
I think that if you just cut this image in half and you had just the guy that's better lit on the right, mm-hmm. then and the smoke that you've got on that side of the frame, it works quite nicely. It's just that they're two separate images. They really yes. are. That just, and I think that's where the brain sort of goes, you know, something's not right here. But I think you're being a little bit hard on yourself. And I really do like the image and the effect of the smoke. But you're right, because the one guy is, his face is underlit, it does bring more attention to the smoke. But yeah, as far as what you did on camera, right, I think you're whatever 7/8 of the way there, just in terms of where that light fell.
Yeah. And but see, now if we remove the guy on the left,
yeah,
pull him out, which I did. Like I included three more photos, which I turned to black and white just to sort of spare my embarrassment, really. But if we remove him and only have the one guy, you all of a sudden the light that his camera right lights up too much of the background. So the guy on the camera left is actually obscuring the background that would otherwise be lit up and ruin the image.
Right.
So pulling him out. So all in all, it was a whole new scenario for me. I had never used it. Even though I say it's a smaller warehouse, it's actually a much larger space than I'm used to shooting smoke in, like or fog. I shoot in my basement. It's a relatively small room, enclosed room. So you have more time. Like the smoke / fog, I'll just call it smoke. Why correct myself? It lingers, and you can kind of work with it. You can shape it. You can kind of, you know, waft it a little bit with your hands if you want, or a bounce board or something, and you can move it around. It sticks around. Mm-hmm. But this, the combination of the cold, which I thought would kind of keep the fog low, it didn't. It still came up all over the place, but it actually dissipated really quite quickly.
Hmm.
And I was kind of counting on having a large coverage area in behind to obscure the ugly background, and that just wasn't possible. By the time he sprayed it, it would kind of dissipate, or even worse, wrap around the guys like too much, so that it would be, you know, like it would be obscuring them, which you can kind of see in the single images. You can sort of see the smoke / fog rolling around in front.
Right.
Now these are okay. These are on, and but here I made a mistake. I'll go through these really quickly. So the one of Alex, number 16, you can see got number 16 on his jacket.
Yeah.
I actually meant to – I turned off one of the lights, and I meant to turn off the camera right light and turn on the camera left light.
Right.
To short light him. And I didn't notice until I was finished that I actually broad lit him. I was trying to work very, very quickly and get out of there.
Yeah.
And the broad lighting is terrible. The short lighting would have been much, much better.
Yeah.
The image of Clarence, that's a guy who I think looks like Ice Cube. We all do, by the way.
Yeah, he does look like Ice Cube.
Yes, he does. That's the one I like the best, actually.
Yeah, and the smoke kind of, you know, wraps around the bat, which looks cool.
Yes. So that one was kind of a win. And that one is lit camera right, but because he's facing straight on, it's not a short lighting scenario.
Yeah,
and then the last one, the guy in the toque, is okay, but too dark on the right side of his face. Again, broad lighting here is a mistake that I wouldn't make again.
Gotcha.
So there you go. So it won't be next week, but when the weather gets a little bit warmer and conditions are better, I'm going to reshoot a whole lot of these, and I'll share them.
And just for anyone who has a fog machine or is thinking about getting one and wants to do this, I think the moral of the story from what we've said so far is that allow for extra time if you're going to do this, which generally means I would avoid doing this with your children, mm-hmm. Unless you have absolutely no other subjects available. This is better suited to an adult with patience because it's tricky at the best of times, and you're going to find that if you have to do it four or five times, that might take you, depending on how easy it is to ventilate your surroundings, that might take you a while. And just getting even the test shots, so you've got to set up and you want to see how the light's going to respond. Well, then again, you have to give yourself whatever, 5-7 minutes to kind of clear it back out again before you start. So that would be my takeaway, is that give yourself whatever you think it would take to do this kind of lighting, double it for the fog factor. We'll call it the fog factors at times too.
The fog factor, definitely do that. The good news is, I mean, I don't want to discourage anybody, because this is it's one of those things that, though, if you have this and you do miss, like in the end, despite the fact that I hate these images, it's because I know I can do better. they're still kind of cool.
Yeah, oh yeah. The result, if you get it, if you get what you're after initially, is really cool. And then you kind of forget about, holy smokes, what a complete gong show that was.
There's a gong show going on in my hallway right now, I'm sure you can hear. That's my kids have their friends over. They're just leaving now. Not fast enough, though. Yeah, you know, it can be a gong show, but again, really worth it. It's I can't concentrate now with what's going on in the hallway.
Okay.
Sing us a song while they get out.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Oh, but the important part is that what I do like about this is that even if you miss, you still miss in the realm of, all right, that's cool. No one else is doing anything like that, except our listeners who are all buying fog machines as they listen to this.
Right.
That's the good news. And that kind of ties in with the topic this week. So I know you wanted to call it something else. I'm calling it Aim for the Center. And that means Aim for the bullseye. Just aim for the bullseye. And then if you miss your target, you're still going to be in really, really good territory.
Okay.
And this ties in with both the fog machine photos that I blew and with the magic hour photos. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, or somewhat near the top, trying to go out and get the magic hour shots for the photo challenge, the monthly photo challenge, and just the weather wasn't cooperating. But you know what? Still a great time. Just being out there, even though, because now I'll tell you what I want, and this is what hopefully I'll have by the end, by when we record that episode in March, is I want the nice, wonderful, very specific kind of yellowy orange glow on my subject and that deep, deep blue sky.
Right.
And I don't want to have to cheat. I don't want to like this. I want to go out and get it. That's kind of the point of this, is if you're patient and you go at the right time and and wait for the conditions to be perfect, you can get this without having to light a thing.
Yeah, and some of our listeners probably just don't have the equipment for the lighting part of this. So
probably
this
not.
This is something doable for anybody with a camera.
Which is the point.
Yeah.
That being said, I will light this if I have to. If on Feb 27 I don't have it. So the point is I go out there and I want this very, very specific image. That's what I have in my head, and that's what I'm going to settle for. That's the only thing I'm going to settle for is the perfection part of it.
Right.
However, when we go out there and it's not happening, all of a sudden it's not happening, all is not lost. There are still some fantastic images, in my opinion, to be had. Now, when you went and shot with your daughter, what was your camera setup?
I think I had the 50mm or the 85. I can't remember. I had my 6D and either the 50 or the 85. I think it was the 85.
Prime lens, though.
Prime lens, yeah. I'm going to say with confidence it was the 85.
I also took the 85, the 85-1.8 that we both have. I took the 5D Classic just because that lens just sits on that camera.
Yeah.
And each night I said, okay, we're heading out there. And the 85 because I want it to be able to perform in the low light. I don't want to have a zoom lens at an f4. I want to have it open wide, as wide as I can get it in case the light just isn't there. You know, all things being equal, I could probably shoot it at an f4 and still get the right light. But if it kind of the light disappears, I want to be able to drop down below that.
Right.
And adapt. That's kind of the point, is you want to be able to adapt to this. And so I did. And so while I did not get the image I wanted, I did get some very nice images that I'm happy with. So I was actually kind of inspired. One of the ones I just put a photo in your Dropbox, by the way, that just now, like literally seconds ago.
I saw it because it came in.
Yeah, have a look at that. That was kind of, I saw this in Vanity Fair. I saw it online, but it's a Vanity Fair photo.
Yeah.
Of Chris Pratt, the actor.
I'm looking right at it.
This, to me, looks like it was taken right at Magic Hour. Or faked to look like it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Hard to tell if it's faked or not, but it's a good photo that certainly looks like it's Magic Hour.
I think there's been a little bit of light added.
Yeah. And it might be just, you know, like whatever blue are just after Magic mm-hmm. Hour as far as the background. And then they just probably, you know, gel the flash or something, some soft light in there. I can't get in close enough on this image to see what the catch lights are.
Right. But I saw this a while ago and I thought, wow, this image struck me. Just thought, this is a really great photo. But I'm assuming what the photographer did was he didn't go out there at noon and try to start shooting.
Right.
They very specifically went out at this time, knowing that, okay, maybe I'll get it. You know, obviously, I say obviously, but it should be obvious. You generally don't have access to Chris Pratt at, the drop of a hat. I mean, right. You can't say, all right, well, hey, Chris, come on over. We're going out, you know, for Magic Hour tonight. And if we don't get it, we'll go out tomorrow night. And the day after, he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
My kids, not as busy. They might be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We'll see.
Yeah.
We're still in talks. But for now, not as busy. And so you don't have that flexibility. So obviously, they're going to go out at the right time. And then if things kind of go south, they'll be a little fluid and flexible. And maybe add a light, but they'll get this image. So I just thought this was a really great image I wanted to share. Kind of led me, you know, kind of inspired me to kind of shoot those Magic Hour photos for us. Now, here's the image of my daughter with her hood pulled up. Let's start with that one.
Yeah, I like that.
I also like it. Now,
except for the weird, is that her hair or the big sort of line
right eye?
Her right eye, and it comes across that, like, I could do without that.
You're right.
That's it, though. And maybe the one on her left side of her cheek. It's such a good photo. I love these photos. This is a kind of photo that you see when you see little kid photos because of the furry hood. Like, it just mm-hmm. adds a whole different element, frames the face, the purple or dark pink, whatever you want to call that, jacket. It's such a good photo. Brings... This sort of highlights her eyes and her features so well. Her lips match the color of the jacket, but just those few stray strands totally crush it for me.
No, you're absolutely right. That ruins it for me. However, this was a salvage photo.
Okay.
This wasn't the intention to go out and do this. This was the first or the second night when my kids went out together and the clouds rolled in and just we couldn't get the image I wanted. On the way back into the house, we're literally 4 seconds from walking back into the house, just in our front yard, which is, you know, visually not that great with the neighbors. All the stuff, it's fine, but it's not what I envisioned. But I said, you know what, I'm going to salvage this. I'm going to shoot it at an F2, get in close. I know I'm going to crop it square because that's kind of what we're looking at with her face and the hood. And this is not lit. This is just the available light. But because... I aimed for the center. I aimed for that beautiful light. This was the save shot.
Yeah, so, it's good. Like,
so, yeah. had I had someone there, my wife there, to get the hair out of her face, it would be obviously a much better shot. But what I'm saying is, if you put yourself in this position, and this is your worst case scenario, you're off to the races.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes what we want, you know. Basically, what we have idealized isn't even as good as what we end up with. Like this photo, the soft light, and I mean, it's just right for the image that you want. I'm not sure that the golden hour photo with harsher contrast and shadows makes a better photo. I love the soft light around the edges of the fur on the hood. It's really nice, and I like just the soft shadow on her nose. Like it is, I think it suits this image better. So just because you didn't get golden hour, I don't think you missed out on a better photo.
No, that's a good point. It's the way you can achieve this. If you weren't shooting for this, which you can, this photo is actually much easier to achieve than the perfect Magic Hour one, because this is still Magic Hour.
Right.
It's just not those ideal conditions that I had in my mind.
Yeah.
But I guess the best way that I can figure to say this is, like, be proactive to go out and make sure you're there that you're ready to shoot at Magic Hour. But then be reactive if it doesn't happen. And you're going to get this kind of result. So Next one is my son. This is more so out in the field a little bit before we came in. Probably the same night. Yeah, it's the same day as the one that we just saw of my daughter.
Yeah.
So this is my son. Same thing. This is essentially a snapshot that I just took while waiting. Like we're waiting for the light to happen. It's evident that it's not going to happen. So I just said, you know what? We walked all this way. I'm just going to snap a quick photo, and just to have something.
Right.
Again, same thing. I like this photo. I think you and I have many like it.
Yeah.
Because we put ourselves in this position. Same thing. F2, make that background just disappear because it's just the sky was just kind of like it wasn't that deep blue that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure to position him behind, you know, I wasn't going to position him in front of the forest. I was going to use the sky.
Right.
But here, I just quickly had turned and snapped him against the forest for the most part.
Sweet.
One more, my daughter. That was from the first night. Again, we're out in the field. Clouds come in. You've heard the story 19 times by now.
Clouds come in.
You can figure out what's going on, but there's still that kind of... It's not quite blue hour, but it's not magic hour either. It's that kind of weird sort of in-between time. And yeah. Again, use the forest and the field as the background, and was happy with this. Really, again, the only bad part of this is that you and I have a million of them, so it's not really, you know, heavy impact.
Yeah, but it's a good photo. I mean, they're all good photos.
Well, like I say, put yourself in that position, and even your failures are gonna be successes. And then there's the last one. One more I included is actually two photos, just to illustrate why we shoot raw, at this time.
Okay.
There's my daughter kind of looking quizzically off in the distance. This is when I was trying to do the magic hour shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to include that. And I want that sky should have turned a nice deep purple, but it didn't. And so you can see the raw image, the original, is just kind of blah. Like that's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And then by shooting raw and dialing this in Lightroom, you can bring a little interest back into the picture.
Yeah.
Now, is it overdone on your monitor?
A little bit.
On mine, it isn't.
Yeah, okay. The sky just doesn't quite look right.
Okay.
On the fixed image, like just mm-hmm. the white parts of it anyways. But yeah, that's
okay.
Again, my monitor is probably just, again, not the same as yours.
Yeah, I was very careful. I did this one of those things I didn't want to overdo.
Yeah,
which is very easy to do. But so I even dialed the saturation down on her jacket and stuff. But through various little sliders and whatnot, you can kind of bring that sky back and turn a kind of a blah image into something. Well, I think I like it, but it's not.
It's definitely more interesting. It's much better than the original raw image.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, the plan wasn't to cheat. The plan for the monthly challenge isn't to cheat and just try to, you know, salvage something in Lightroom or Photoshop or whatever you're using. The plan is to get it right. And so with that, I'm going to keep trying to get the image I want. Hopefully we'll get there before the end of the month.
Okay.
But in terms of putting yourself in a good position, that's the key takeaway here is to know exactly when you want to shoot, where you want to shoot, what kind of light you're looking for, so that the variance when the variance happens, you're still in that wheelhouse, you're still in that zone where your friends with their iPhones snapping photos are not going to compete. Their successes will not compete with your failures.
Right.
And that's what this is all about, competing with your friends.
Isn't that what it's always about?
As far as I can tell.
Yeah. Or at least telling your friends that they're not as good as you.
Well, no, you don't want to tell them. They should figure it out on their own.
Okay, but then you kind of just tell them anyways, just in case they're not getting to that conclusion fast enough.
Passive-aggressively remind them is what okay. I like to do.
Okay.
And it's like, no. I used to be bad at this too.
Something like that.
No, that's fine. Your images are good. What? Come on. Totally like to do that. Big fan. But in terms of putting yourself in a good position, magic hour is the number one. Like, that's the one you always want to aim for. But what are a couple – do you have any other ideas of where you figure you can't miss?
You can't miss? I find overcast is a good mm-hmm. can't miss, yeah.
That was number one on the list. In fact, really the bulk of the list.
Is overcast.
Is overcast days, yeah. It's soft after light. Magic hour, definitely you it doesn't necessarily too cloudy because you still kind of want some color, but a decent overcast day is going to give you such a nice, even, soft light that even your misses are going to look great.
Yeah, and then after that, it's probably open shade. That's the other situation that, you know, we're always looking for, especially on mm-hmm. a, you know, if you get stuck shooting in the middle of a day on a sunshiny day and you don't want those, you know, harsh raccoon type sort of eyes on your subjects, then best to find some open shade.
And there's one more that I can think of that I tend to, even my bad photos are still, I'm still satisfied with, and that's window light.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So even those misses look great. So there you go. Aim for the center. You're going to be good.
Okay.
Challenge for next week.
Go for it.
You don't have one?
No.
Okay, good.
Rubik's Cube. Oh, Rubik's Cube fog photo.
Rubik's Cube in the fog.
No, I'm not doing it.
No. No. That will just we'll basically shoot the same image. Yeah. There's not a lot of leeway there. But where there is leeway is something that I know is completely the opposite of your wheelhouse. Negative space.
Okay.
So that's right. That's the plan. Which I think we'll talk a little bit about negative space coming up. But let me tell you now, I hate that name. It's a bad name for it.
Positive space.
Yes. This kind of came to me when I was trying to shoot my fog photos, and there was so much clutter, and I just thought, why do we have to have clutter in here? And like it's so hard to make good images in those situations. So let's go the opposite.
Okay.
Let's go the other direction. And with that, in that vein, I had a meeting with the people who run our baseball organization, and I tried to. I said, "Hey guys, you know, in the off season, I said we need a new website. You know, this MySpace page isn't doing it anymore." And they said, "Well, what do you imagine?" And I said, "Well, our site is so cluttered. Like, if you go to our site, and I encourage you to go to our site. Go to hawks.de and www.hawks.de." And you can see our website is terrible.
Okay.
And part of it is that it is so busy and so cluttered, and there is absolutely, positively no negative space. That's just from a design perspective. That there's a whole bunch of other stuff wrong with our site, but that is the big one. And that's the first thing I want to try to get them to fix, and then work on the content later. So next week's challenge is, and nothing to do with, I won't shoot anything to do with the site. I'm just saying. It's a great example. Next week's challenge is negative space. The monthly challenge is magic hour.
Okay.
So keep doing it and take our advice. Start now because you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, and then you can just keep one-upping yourself, and then you'll have a whole bunch of photos to frame for your wall.
And all the ones that you miss, you're gonna like.
Still better than your friends.
So, unless you're friends with us, then no.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. That's sounded. Yeah. A little conceited.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it this far. All right, Adam. Wesbytes. I meant to say websites, but I clearly wrote Wesbytes on my notes.
Sweet. AdamSchwartz.ca. And how about your stuff?
My Wesbyte you can find at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, on Instagram too, by the way.
Yep. Still haven't figured it out.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. Actually, there's a lot of stuff I don't know about, like this stuff I can't figure out, but the basic, the gist of it I get. Not really understanding how the whole followers and how to build that part. So hopefully everyone just starts following us and then
yeah.
Start cashing checks. I think that's how it goes. Once you hit 10,000 followers, I think they just start mailing you money. That's
funny. Yeah, I'm pretty sure UPS just dropped off a whole bunch of bags with money signs on my doorstep.
I think what I'm going to do, I think the plan is every photo we put up there, I'm just going to hashtag Kardashian.
2.8 billion followers.
I don't think you can go wrong with that. Hashtag Queen Bee. Queen Bay. How do you say it? Is it Bay?
I don't know.
I've only ever seen it in spelling. Beyonce. I'm talking about Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. I think she's a Bay, but I don't really know what that means.
Right. But she's the queen. I'm sure.
She's definitely the queen.
I might hashtag Queen Bee / Kardashian / that guy from Terminator, the second one, Robert Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I just like that guy.
Me too.
Yeah. Everyone
the,
does.
The T-2000 or something? What was
oh,
is that
yeah.
what it was?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I guess. I assume. It would have had to be start with a 2 because it was the Terminator 2.
That's right.
It'd be weird if it was the T-3000. It wouldn't work out so well. So I just finished just like an hour before we recorded. I put up the last of the back catalog of our challenge photos on Instagram. So check those out.
Okay.
And from now on, we'll just start posting the current stuff and I'll, well, maybe some behind the scenes stuff too. That's what we should do.
Right. Me sitting at my computer.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be great.
Okay.
All right. But check us out at twohosers.com where you can find the links and everything that we just talked about. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.